We are back from recess, and we got that all cleared up. There was a call-in to the clerk's office with a note stating that Mr. Millsbaugh would be here. So, sorry for that confusion. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Okay, let's move on. Now we're legal.
Now we're good to go.
Good deal. Obviously, it's an investment property, and we feel that the best indication of value would obviously be based on its income stream. And the statute says it's willing buyer, willing seller, and that's, to our knowledge, that's the way properties are bought and sold. What I have furnished you, which you haven't had time to take a look at, but what I furnished you is the same exercise that we did a couple of years ago. Is we looked at 3 years of income and expenses, 12, 13, 14, and 12 was the year it was partially occupied because it's a brand new property, and it's a very nice property. That's not a question. Now we're not concerned about condition, age, locations, etc. Just the local market, it's got, it didn't achieve its pro forma rents. As a matter of fact, my notes suggested that almost everyone that went in the last year or two has received either a $50 credit or some sort of concession. They've had a little trouble filling it, and I realize that Branson's had its fair share, and I think this is just a reflection of that. But when I look at the income approach, I'm coming up with a value of $12,710 on this.
You're at 14,616,550, but last year it was 12,841,327.
We set that in 2013.
So it looks like. So the increase was due to the index, Chuck?
Yeah.
So the state's telling you to raise it. And if it goes to the state tax commission and they lower it, then the state's going to say that they were wrong when they told you to raise it.
Say that again.
I like that one.
Didn't do it. I got a question for you. Did you take this to the state tax commission when we set it before?
No, we did not.
We thought it was.
Fair. We accepted. Yep, we accepted what you said.
Right.
Exactly. And all I'm looking at is that I just didn't understand the increase. I mean, either roll it back or you know something because it didn't. It's not performing any better.
Right. It's the increase is.
Haven't you heard the economy is doing great? That's what Obama says.
Oh, you're talking to me. I'm sorry. I missed that.
I just
you know, the economy is doing great for certain people.
It's doing a lot better. I'm just teasing. You can ask Mr. Pennell about the increase. We've had that discussion already, but kind of explain again, if you don't care, the index and why it was put in place and what happened. And
as you're probably aware, we do all our assessments on a cost approach. And use a honeycut system, and they put an index on it, and the state has been after us to raise our index for a number of years, and so we raised our index, and that's where you see the increase.
I guess I'm not arguing the cost approach.
No, you're doing
that. I guess I'm arguing the income approach, which is what
you asked was why it was.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I did not realize that the state mandated some new indexing.
Oh, they don't mandate.
They just don't give you the money if you don't.
It's kind of like the federal.
Very first time I've heard this. I know I didn't realize that this county was on the radar. I know Jackson County is. We're having some real. I mean, we've actually met with Jackson County up there. They've been on the state's list for quite a while. I did not realize you guys were out of the 95 to 110 range or 105 range. But I'm sure that's a cost approach. It probably costs more than that. I mean, it costs a lot of money to build these things. But on an income approach, it's got obviously the obsolescence factor. And so when I looked at the income stream, I actually pro-formed it. For example, in 13, it was a net of $1,067,000. In 14, it was $1,040,000. I pro-formed it at $1,111,000, so I'm even above. I'm not trying to be greedy. I'm just saying I've taken the natural progression of it.
The increase could be also because they got a new road.
Bee Creek's a new road?
No, they got a new road. There's a lawsuit. They got a new road. It was deeded over to them. So maybe that was the increase.
A public road was turned private.
Hopefully you know anything about roads.
Oh, well, I know a lot about it.
Anyhow, we're asking for, this template is indicating a value of 12.7 based on an income approach with garden apartment average band of investments of 7.58 cap.
Gentlemen, what do you want to do?
Well, it's kind of difficult. This is just kind of difficult if we... He's entered on under the cost approach, which he's fairly close to what we are on the cost approach. Did you say 12-something?
12.7 and before something. You guys put it 12.841, so yeah, $141,000.
Here's the way I look at this, though. If we lower it to that... Which you've got your point on the income approach, but if we lower it to that, then we're not. Did you raise every other thing in the county, Chuck?
I was looking at the next two here, and because they've been, I assume, to the BOE, they're the same as last year. The next two on our list are the same as last year. So no, haven't raised everything. If they went through the BOE or the state or whatnot, we left them at the same, unless it had been back, 11 or 9 or something.
Wait, so if they'd already been through the BOE, you left them?
Right.
And but this one's been through the BOE?
Well, I guess we missed this one, or I looked.
It wasn't through last year's BOE.
It's through 13, right?
It was 13, yeah. A reassessment year.
And mm-hmm. The last cycle.
You had the motion on the board up there for earlier.
Mm-hmm. I'll show it for you.
So frankly, if we would have noticed or caught that, we would have probably left it the same.
So is that your recommendation?
Well, yeah, I'd say so. My opinion, and it's kind of foggy there as far as how long the BOE decisions should be held at the assessor's office. Without question, it's at least a 2-year cycle. And my thought is probably 2 2-year cycles at least. But when we went to our training the other day, there was some confusion about that you couldn't ever change it. But we followed up with the attorney, and there was a misunderstanding there. So we can change it every 2 years if we want to. But my feeling like we need to stay there for 4 years probably before you, unless there's improvements, changes made.
So that's my next question. Is
it really won't?
We just have, when you all set a number as you go through the BOE, then Kenny or somebody in the office has to work with the cost system and make it come to that number. So it blows the cost system out, which is what you're saying, I guess, Don. Yeah.
What does it do to the... So you finish the book.
Mm-hmm.
With the 14616.
Correct.
Has that been turned to the schools and everything? Hasn't made anything... They haven't done anything off those numbers.
They have those numbers, and that's what we call the Form 11. And they use those numbers, and you can ask our superintendent about that, how they do that.
I guess my question is, not on this specific one, but just in general, are we going to start messing with their stuff so much that they're out of whack?
Well,
but they're supposed to make their decision on their levy based on the Form 11A, which is after.
Okay, that's my question.
Okay.
That's
but we're not messing with anything. I think everybody's got a little confused on that.
And that's my question.
Unless,
that's what I mean.
Unless I'm totally confused, because this is appraised value, this 12.8. He's come to us with an income approach, which is 12.7 something,
right.
Which is totally different, which we're increasing his income approach from what he has. So it's the old apples to oranges basis deal. So I'm going to make a motion that we leave it. at 12841327.
That's not leave it because it's at 14616550.
Now it is.
This year, 2015, it's 14616550.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we return it to its...
Set the value at.
Yeah, set the value at 2013 values of 12,841,327.
That client will be very pleased.
Is there a second?
I don't know if you know who they are. The Overland Property Group?
Second.
Randy Casey,
second. They do a beautiful job on their properties.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of 2015-26 to the $12,841,327. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Perfect. Appreciate that.
Excuse me one second, sir. Let me
just sit.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't actually.
Yeah. What was that, $12,841,327? Thank you. And we ran the second.
There's your assessed.
Thank you.
This is who these guys are.
Okay, thanks.
Top notch job. We've had them now. That's a list of some of the properties.
Okay.
They're out of Overland Park, but they're a quality operator. They will be pleased.
Yeah, I know you didn't. We shouldn't be anywhere near $4 million.
Well, you're talking about that property.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to Table Rock Heights apartment. Is this in the same packet or is it a new packet?
No, this is a new one.
You're asking for a market value of $420,651.
This is one of three. Mako is the developer, operator, owner. I don't know if you know Mako or not, but we do all of their properties in Missouri and Kansas. Back in the 80s, there was a whole host of Section 515 properties.
Hold on one second. So on your page that you just handed us, you've got a 2015 county value of $764,820?
Yes.
We're showing a value of $463,760 for that same parcel. You're asking for $400,000, so I'm assuming it's already been lowered, Chuck?
I'm guessing that that may be the similar to that other gentleman we had in, that just ahead of him that had it on at $800,000.
Yeah, so I'm showing it up. Opinion of market value on the application,
$420,651. Yeah, I'm asking about the. Your initial thought is that you're bringing it to us because your thought is you received something saying it was $764,000, and now
yes,
it's
sure.
showing that it's only $463,000.
Yeah.
Is there a way to, so in 2013, how to go from 764 in residential land down to residential total of 463. And it was abated.
Possibly the number before your 13 BOE.
This one here is 2011 down here. This here is 2013.
I'm just curious. These Mako properties were being done by Travis Moulton and Dan Shepard, and they have been turning these over every year. We're getting another tranche of them. I just wonder if maybe Travis had done this or something.
I thought that Mako was.
Mako has an arrangement with Travis, knows the principles of Mako, but Mako decided to give us some of their properties, and we've got a whole bunch of them. It's been going on for about 3 or 4 years.
When you set this form up, where did you get the information to make
off of our system?
Off of your system.
Uh-huh. And it should have been a number that we got from the county.
I guess that's my question, and my problem is we're having too many that's coming in saying this is what our value is up here, and then whenever you guys actually get here, not it's down here, but yet we don't know that it's down here. So my question to the assessor would be, how is that happening, and where is any documentation showing when it was done?
I'd have to give it to the programmer.
Are these some of the software glitches?
I say, because everything's, and I'm not being mean, I just keep on hearing software glitches after software glitch, and yet it's fixed now, information given to them poorly, and I just don't know what's happening.
Brandon, the textbook doesn't close until July 1st. I recommend it until July 1st. Beacon isn't updated every day.
That's a pretty big...
Did your office call the assessor's office and talk to them at any point in time asking for a reduction?
I do not believe we had instructions to do an informal with the assessor. Some counties do, some counties don't. That was not my information. And we've got all kinds of people doing all this preparation work. I just did the workups and doing the hearings. So as far as I knew, this was the 2015 value. It appears it's the 2013 value.
Well, even then it looks like it was that and then changed to the...
Brandon, I know what you're saying, and it's a problem because we don't know. These have been brought to us. How many more is out there?
I just feel like we don't have a clue as to what stuff is really set at, and it's all over the board.
Let's do another one. Just like, I have another Mako. Let's see if it's in the same situation.
Well, hold on one second. On this one here, it's set at $463,760.
And I'll accept that.
So, just you want to withdraw, or do you want us to make a motion to deny it? Because right now it's set at $463,760.
I'll accept that.
So do you want to withdraw your POE, or do you want us to make a motion to deny your request for $400,000?
I'll just withdraw.
Okay.
And use your if that's the value. I mean, if you can, it comes out.
It is
the notice comes out at $463,000.
It is today. Okay. That means computers won't cause another error and it'll be something different tomorrow.
Okay, we're of record here, so if something changes. It's $463,750?
$760. $60? So withdrawn per Mr. Millsfall. Let's move on to the next one. Branson Apartment Partnership. This is one on Judy Street.
Might have gotten
more too. It's in the $700,000. We're at $534,685.
I'm going to
ask you the same question. Do you want to withdraw or do you want us to look at it?
I want to wait a second.
Go ahead, Danny. I'm sorry.
I'd rather wait. Were you going to approach these two that you... The other one you've withdrawn, but I'm going to ask you about this one, and I assume it's the same. Were you going to enter into the cost approach situation instead of the...
income approach.
I mean income mm-hmm. approach.
I've done about 60 of these in Kansas and about 50 of them in Missouri, and all of them are coming in, and if they're valued correctly on the income approach, it's actual income. I call it economic reality, is what it says. They're coming in between 15,000 and 17,000
a year. Now, before we go any further, Brandon, and we've already went past that first one, is that value, does it have the increase in the index? Because apparently it is, it's not the cost approach, it's the, it's not the income approach, it's the cost approach.
Chuck did say that he, correct me if I'm wrong, you went through and tried to catch all the ones that were brought to BOE and took away the increase?
Yep. Yes. What I'm seeing here, if I can, on these last two, and you don't have this, it's in a different program, but starting in 7, 8, 9, and 10, the value we had was the number that he brought you on this current one, 734. So they evidently, 2011 went to BOE, well, like we're seeing right in front of us. It went to BOE in 2011, and it was changed to 430. in 2013, it evidently went again to BOE and was changed to 534. So 13, 14, 15, and 16, or we got 16 in there now, but anyhow, it was 534, and we retained the 15 as it was in 13 and 14. So my guess is that this high number of 734 that you all thought was the value, we've gone through a conversion from a different software, and when you got online, you probably got it when that was in there because it's the same number, and that's on both of these. You missed that, Brandon. That
it was changed after the fact. They looked it up online.
Well, the program during the initial part of the conversion had that 2007 through 2011 number.
Okay.
And I looked up the number on the previous one. It's the same thing. The 764 came from the 07 to 011 numbers.
Okay. And my argument is that if it gets it $500,000 plus, the same as everybody else on the index should be the same.
You lost me on that. What now?
That the index that you, because this isn't the income approach. This is the cost approach that we set this by before.
I don't know where you got these, how you got these numbers in 11 and 13.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you how I got them, because I didn't do it on the income approach. I made a motion there, and it had to be on the cost approach. I didn't ever do an income approach motion.
I would assume not.
Yeah.
I don't think James did anything under the income approach.
Right. Okay. So here's what I'm saying is if we did that, it's still going to be a lot less than the number that you dealt with before when we add the index to it.
With this particular project, our number is 534, where his income is 340, so you got quite a bit difference in this number than you did.
That's why I was asking if you still wanted to proceed or no.
Same type apartment, same age, same vintage, same use. It ought to be in the range per unit of the other. That's my remark.
How many units is it in this one?
16, I believe.
16 units 20. On...
I'm sorry, 20.
On Judy Street, there's 20?
Uh-huh.
24, it says here.
24, pardon.
And then how many is on the other one? The parcel we just, you withdrew it. So, well, no, as a comparable.
20. Table Rock Heights had 20. It would come out of 20,000 a unit. If we put this one on the same number, it would be 400,000. Instead of the 340. We value, in Missouri, as I'm sure everybody's aware, there's a big struggle on subsidized housing. And our feeling is, based on all of our information, they're going to start using the income approach, actual income, actual expenses, and market cap. I've done every one of them the same. Now, you're not doing that, but that's the difference in the two methodologies.
You have 24 units on the one we're looking at?
Uh-huh.
You had 20 units on the one you're looking at before that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying they're the same value of...
20 a unit would be the same, would be a...
Well, not 20 a unit.
20
you were okay with us. You were okay with us doing the 463,760, right?
Uh-huh.
So I made a comment about Branson Schools earlier, and I apologize. Let's see how my math is. My handwriting's terrible. 463,760 divided by 20 units... times 24 units, because there's 24 units in this one. That's 556,512. We're now we've got you at 534,685.
Then we need to accept your number.
That's kind of what I'm wondering.
For now, I'm going to still, I'm still going to put in the record that it's on an income approach, but I will accept your cost approach equal to the other one.
You just, as your evidence, you presented to us, and these guys can make a motion and do whatever they
want. I understand.
But you said... It should be the same quality, same building, same...
Same age.
Same age. So if you're okay with...
Same operator.
If you're okay with the 463 on one, you should be okay with the 534.
Exactly. For now, I am. Exactly right.
I understand you're trying to... You have to fight for who you represent.
honestly,
I understand.
It's a 1% tax rate. Okay, I'm just trying to get everything across the board similar.
Well, and I think that's pretty similar.
And I'm fine with that. I'll accept that value, which means I'll withdraw.
So you want to withdraw? Okay.
Just give me some proof that that's the value. Somehow.
So
I mean, indicate for me.
Send you a letter that has that value on it. If you want to, you can appeal to the state tax commission.
We're not, but that's what I need.
Right. I understand.
For our
yeah.
Actually, he can't. He's
no.
withdrawing.
Yeah. And I'm not going on with it. I have no intentions of going on.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Right?
I know. If we, I know that. I know that.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Maybe I don't want them to go to state tax commission. Maybe that's why I'm asking if they want to withdraw. Just let me do my job up here.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, I did go to Branson. So my math's good and my common sense is good. My handwriting's terrible. Handwriting is terrible. So now we're moving on to Hollister Heights Apartments.
What value do you have on it?
$561,970.
Same deal.
What do you have on
it? 772018.
What would you like to do with this one, sir?
Equalize them.
Are they the same?
This is 24 units.
This is 23,180 and change, I believe, so 561,970.
Yeah, that's a little bit less than what you had on it, right?
Pretty accurate. What would you like to do with this one, sir?
Equalize it with the others.
So do you want to withdraw or do you want us to make a motion for you to deny it? For us to deny it.
What's the number if we equalize it?
How many units do you have? 24?
24. Looks to me like it'll be just exactly the same as the first one.
Your
463 something.
Well, 463,760 divided by the 20 times the 24, 556,512. We left the 534.
We're going to accept what you have, 561.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
So you want to withdraw it, or do you want us to make a motion for you to deny it?
I want to withdraw it.
Thank you.
Now, my question is, when he withdraws these, does it show in the record that he appeared and withdrew?
We're going to put withdrawal.
That probably is, I think it's on the, he showed up, he withdrew. That's what happened in our meeting here, don't you think?
That's fine.
He's asked for the record to show that the values are truly set at what we showed him set as.
Exactly.
That's part of the record as well. So. Moving on to the next one. We're on 2015-30, Ridgecrest Estates.
I believe that's Rick Huffman.
Randy, can I just tell you just a little bit when we deal with the state tax commission? If somebody does appeal to the state tax commission, they ask us to send them the motion.
Okay.
Okay, so there will be no motion.
I understand there's no motion, but we can still have it reflected in the minutes of this meeting.
We'll say that, but yeah. When they asked for the motion.
There was no motion, he withdrew.
There was no motion, the taxpayer withdrew.
Taxpayer withdrew.
You Ridgecrest too?
I understand that.
Yeah. Do I have enough? My God, I have
enough. Now I'm showing. What's this one for? 14,519. Ridgecrest Estates.
Probably a second parcel. There's two parcels. One's the big main facility, and the other one's probably a small piece of land or something.
So in your...
I'm doing economic unit. Be both parcels.
So you're doing both
be the
parcels?
Yeah, be the 14,59 plus
okay.
the larger
I see up here
parcel.
Top. Parcel ID and then additional parcels. Okay.
Yes. Economic reality. This is a Section 42, not a Section 515. This is being done similar to what was started by the State Tax Commission and the Supreme Court wouldn't hear it. They remanded it back, and there's a lot of disagreement about what to do with them, but we feel that the state legislature is soon to address it. And I'm using an economic reality, which is actual rent, actual expenses, and I have included a stabilization factor because it's a brand new property. The county had it on for 3.9, probably on the cost approach. I'm asking for a value of $3,030,000.
What's our value right now? Because I'm showing 4.141.
Are we doing 30? Or are we doing
We're doing 31 is the main.
What is the value at this point? 4141649 plus 14. What was the other one? 519.
14519.
Okay, so you've got about $4,155,000 on it.
Sure.
Well, I'm looking at this. The trend is from.
What's your request?
He's showing that we have it set at 3958.
I know, but
his request is 3,030,000.
Where'd the 3958 come from?
Your paperwork here, where it says 2015.
Yeah, but I mean, where did we get it? Is it old value?
The old value, the 11 through 14 value is 3944.
Just the one parcel. Yeah.
Okay, let me read it real quick.
So these are old numbers. The number I have on here is an old number. It's not a 15 value.
Right.
Looks like you guys had fun during that one. So they moved to table, then they moved to deny all of them. So nothing ever happened with that one.
That was 9.
Oh, they denied all of them at that time. Okay. Can you tell us what the, can you pull up the history of the values, please? So that 3.9, I don't know where you got the 3958.
Okay, well, here's what it says. We kept it at the 3944 until he had the index factor, which made it 4141. Right? Am I right with that, Chuck?
Yes. Maybe it may just be the 5%. I have to look at that, but one of the two.
Now, it's just. We've moved so fast here. I'm kind of lost. Just this it one is, that's has a 17%.
That's a 5% increase.
Okay, this one's 5, so we haven't been there yet. Yeah.
What's that?
Yes, yeah. Correct. 5%.
Yeah, 4141 is a 5% increase over the 3944, whatever it is. And you're asking for $3,030,000.
On the income approach with the actual income, actual expenses, and I've adjusted this upward to $2,690,000 because of the expenses. I've got 68% expenses. This is not untypical. You can see that the income approach, the net income stream went from 198 to 129 to 107. It's got a 17% vacancy. What this means is that the tenant pool is so small and they cannot qualify enough residents. This is under a land use restriction.
This is the worst of all
possible worlds because it's been restricted. You have to qualify. The income levels are such that people here either make too much or too little in the window, and they're having trouble keeping it full. And it's going downhill every year, and expenses just keep going up.
You remember?
Yeah, how much those apartment complexes cost the county with all the prosecution and sheriff's department having to go up there all the time?
Do you know?
They were foreclosed on.
Now, which one is this?
Ridgecrest.
Yeah, that's one about that was foreclosed.
I believe it was.
That's what my notes said.
We that's it was taken hill. Over.
Yeah, drive up the hill and go up on top of it.
The state gave it to a new owner.
Brandon. you remember earlier when Mr. Shepherd was here and I said that there was some from 15 to 25. This is one of the 17s that we heard earlier. Okay. Wasn't it at 15 or something vacancy when you were here before?
It's been a lot for a long time, yeah. Yes.
Is there a lot of vacancy?
It has struggled, and not because of the apartments, because of the tenant pool.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 160. That's a large Section 42 mm-hmm. property. Yeah. Most of them are, 24, 36, 48. This is huge.
Yeah.
And this is not the only one in the county. And the state doesn't have an answer for it.
Can't keep that.
Well, when they don't perform, you don't have any recourse.
Milking, steak and shake, right below it. There's one of those, and it's another one with a high vacancy. What's the name of that one?
Branson Manor.
No, that's assisted living, isn't it?
Branson Manor sits down below there, down below steak and shake, right there. We've had it come before us. I don't know how many times, but anyway, it's another one of the high percentage vacancies.
And vacancies also,
they can
credit loss as well. So it's not necessarily vacant as much as they're just not paying the rent.
It's a combination.
Combination.
It's supposed to be vacancy plus a credit.
It contributes to the income approach. But
I understand it contributes to income, but it's not vacancy because of the pool. It's because the people ain't paying the bills.
Let's see what the rent roll said. I don't recall right off
that's
the top.
That's what I was trying to find. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not.
Because of the fact that we haven't done anything since 2000, basically 2009, it's $4,066,000, and then it dropped to $3,944,000. Then we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're talking about 6 years with no depreciation. Right. I'm thinking another route here. I know you're going off.
Oh, I understand.
But anyway, I'm going to give the gentleman the opportunity to visit the State Tax Commission on this one and go ahead and make a motion to deny.
31, 30, and 31.
30 and 31.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE numbers 2015-30 and 2015-31. Any discussion?
I think it'll come out better to your...
Well, we've got so many of them in the queue right now. They're all going to fall one way or another.
Yeah.
It'll help give us a better idea of what we're supposed to be doing here as well.
Well,
with all the 42 housing.
The assessors across the state, when this got so muddy and fuzzy, a lot of them went back to the cost approach.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Is that your last one, sir?
I believe that's everything I brought. Unless you can dig up another one that I'm not aware of, but I don't think so. That's plenty. And sorry for the confusion. That next year we're going to be more diligent about what we're going to call and confirm what the values are.
Hey, we got you authorized. You want to go take care of these last two, seeing how we already got you authorized for everything else?
Obviously, this client.
Did you hear me?
Has so many properties they didn't catch it either. Okay, when we got their permission to do this one. They obviously didn't know it had been dropped that down. So, anyway. All right. I think.
I said now that we got you authorized, do you want to go ahead and just finish the last two for us?
What's the last two?
One is in T Highway.
No.
Highway 176.
No.
Okay.
No.
I thought you did a pretty good job.
No.
Okay.
I just hope your economy picks back up.
Hey, our sales tax is up a little over 6% for the year. I think we're doing pretty good.
You had a rough go. If it don't water us down, I mean, I think that's what contributed to last month's decline.
Your fishing and boating season's got to be suffering right now.
We've had too much. The piece of the pie is getting smaller. That's the problem. You can't have everything that we have and still expect the same amount of tourists to come.
If some's good, more's better.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
That, That's the developer.
And you can't force economic growth. You can help assist it. You can't force it. And people try to force it.
It is what it is. But when I was here last weekend, I thought it was pretty viable.
Last weekend was, 4th of July was a great weekend for...
Well, the weather was perfect.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it was great.
And that has a lot to do with this. This is an outdoor place here.
It's becoming more so that way.
Well, yes. That's good for people. They like outdoors. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you have a safe trip home, and thank you very much.
How are you?
Our next appointment is not until 3:45. It is in person. So let's go ahead and take a recess until 3:45.